A 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is Rebecca Weinstein for WHRO-FM. On Saturday, May 6th at Chrysler Hall, Virginia Arts Festival presents Chicago the Musical in concert with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra and a number of notable musical theater performers conducted by Broadway music director Rob Fisher. Rob has a long history with the musical Chicago as the supervising music director for the revival on Broadway and worldwide.
This was a dream John Kander had had to do a symphonic rendition of this score. So he was very involved along the way. And we've done it in his hometown of Kansas City. And he came out there for that. And it was a big deal. It translates so well onto a symphony orchestra. So I'm excited to share that. And also to share these five amazing singers that are coming down there to do it. People need to understand that it is not staged. I mean, there's a little bit of staging and there are a few scenes to help us get through the music, but it is all about the music and the score. So that for me is thrilling that we can just amplify the size of thrills because of the size of the orchestra and everybody's a great singer. It really should be a good way to experience the score that's different than listening to the cast album or going to the show.
Yeah, and I know a number of these singers have a long history with the musical Chicago.
A couple of them especially. Bianca Marroquin has been playing Roxy on and off for 20 years. I guess it's right around 20 years now. She's done it in Spanish in Mexico, and she's done it mostly in the States. She just finished another run on Broadway in the last few weeks, as did Lana Gordon, who's going to be our Velma. She first did it in Europe and then has been in and out of the Broadway company several times. Very recently, she finished in Hadestown, where she's been a couple of times. So yeah, those two. And then our Mary Sunshine slash, this is something to see. There are only two or three people in the entire world who can sing Amos Hart and Mary Sunshine. And we have one. And he's sung as a male soprano in a couple of other John Kander productions like The Visit, because Kander just is so dazzled by male sopranos, he writes for them.
So as a whole, what do you think it is about Chicago that has kept audiences coming back again and again over the years?
The subject matter, using celebrity to get yourself absolved of crimes and stuff, that never goes out of style, nor does it ever go out of the news. People enjoy seeing people get away with stuff when we're all in on the same thing. But then there's the presentation. When we came along in the mid-90s, the flow was headed toward those big British imports that were more about the set than the individual performers. And the individual performers were easy to swap out in those shows. Chicago, we tailor, because the performers are directly in the faces of the audience all night long, we tailor each person's performance to their strengths. So no two Roxy's are identical and no two Amos's are identical. And I think people feel more engaged with the actors on stage in a show like Chicago. They've thoroughly enjoy the big CinemaScope feeling of those giant musicals. But there is something different when you feel like you're getting to know the performers because they're right there in front of you and everybody has a song they sing directly to you in this show. The score just always feels fresh. It's the John Kander magic.
That was Broadway music director Rob Fisher. He's conducting the Virginia Symphony Orchestra and stars from the Broadway stage Saturday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Chicago, the musical in concert at Chrysler Hall. Learn more at vafest.org. For WHRO-FM, I'm Rebecca Weinstein.
That jazz.